Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and metaphysical shows in the world, with over 250,000 listeners over 90 countries. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can make this earth a better place. On today's show, from 2 to 2:15, and again from 3 to 3:15 Pacific time, I'll be discussing the upcoming 6th World Peace and Light Conference in Tijuana, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. With over 50 of the best spiritual light workers in the world, I guarantee this event will be really out of this world. The topics include peace, spirituality, science and technology, healing, ancestral wisdom, energies, cosmic consciousness, holistic culture. We're getting some interference on the line. Interior development, intuitive communication, transmutation, archaeology, coaching, meditation, all kinds of fascinating topics. If you'd like to tune in to the conference, it's available at paxluxmunday.net. That's paxluxmundi.net. During my presentation, which I'll be giving tomorrow at the conference online, will be held at 10 a.m. New York time in Canal A. I'll be talking about how people can talk to angels and other benevolent beings. I'll also be teaching people how to time travel and talk to great spirits such as Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus. My Out of This World radio, this today's radio program is very special because it will also be the recording of this program will be broadcast throughout Central and South America with Spanish translation later today and over the weekend. So if you're listening, and I hope you really enjoy today's show. After the show today, after the segment on the Peace and Light Conference, I'll be talking about getting, we're getting some food, noise in the background. I don't know what that is, but we'll be talking about getting food and clean water for the Hopi Indians. And I'll be interviewing, bringing on the program, Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project, Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, and Ernest Tahoe of the Hopi Indian Nation. We've so far raised almost $3,000 for clean water, for food for the Hopi, and I'm so happy. I want to thank Paul from Spokane for donating $750 that just came in today. And I'm just so happy everyone's helping them out. The next hour, the first of the hour, I'll be talking about the Peace and Light Conference again, followed by Jason Armstrong, my friend from Vancouver. Jason channels Dhamma, and he has many wonderful messages about our beautiful, bright future. We'll be talking about that next hour. Also, tomorrow, I'll be starting my new online show from the San Francisco Bay Area. It'll be on BBS Radio. Simon Parks will be coming on at 11 a.m. tomorrow during that show. And at 10 a.m., I'll be channeling messages from 7 different U.S. presidents, including Presidents George Washington, John F. Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, James Madison, and Dwight D. Eisenhower, as well as Benjamin Franklin and Betsy Ross. They have positive messages about our beautiful future that they'd like to share with you. To listen, just please go to the website at www.bbsradio.com. That's boyboysamradio.com. And you can click the live stream button from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also go to the website as well at bbsradio.com/outofthisworldradio. I hope you enjoy today's show. This is a beautiful time to be alive, and so many people are helping the Hopi. I wanted to talk about this hour. I also wanted to mention that there are so many wonderful speakers for this Peace and Light Conference. It's hard to it's hard to list everybody. There's over 50, 60 different light workers there, and they're all, according to Elba Russo, one of the organizers of the program. She says this event will feature a program with recognized international experience to talk about how we can make this world a better place, a more peaceful place, and to bring out lost knowledge. The purpose of the conference is to raise consciousness, create messengers of light, help in the healing power of the mind. And they have some fantastic people that that it's online. You can all listen online at their conference. One of the people will be a fellow named Kutu Matamoros. He's a healer. He's also a psychic as well. He's done some amazing work. There's also a Mexican fellow named Rojo Antiguo. He's one of the guardians of ancient wisdom, originally from Chiapas. He grew up in northern Mexico, and he will be giving messages from ancient Native American elders on the future of humanity, of course. And then Michiko Hayashi will be there as well, giving her presentation tomorrow. She'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Michi, are you there? Hello?
Hi, Ted. Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Hi, Ted.
Good.
Thank you so much for having me again. Yes.
Could you talk about your presentation a little bit tomorrow? I'm going to devote just a few minutes to it, then we'll talk about it.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Yes, I'm so happy that I can give my presentation on Message from Water, how powerful our consciousness is and how our whole body is water and everything is water. And it will be starting at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday, 21st, in Canal A. And it's online. Everyone can watch it and join me and ask me any questions after my presentation. It's it will start at 8:30 New York time, Eastern time, and then finish at 10 o'clock on the 21st Sunday in the morning.
Great, great. And that's I believe is Pax Lux Mundi, PAXLUXMUNDI.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's
good.
Pax Lux.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mundi. Yeah. .net.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. I also will be giving a presentation tomorrow on Saturday. I believe my presentation's at 7 a.m. Pacific time or 10 a.m. New York time. And to listen to my presentation, please go to the website at Pax Lux Mundi, PAXLUXMUNDI, and you can register there. It's a wonderful conference. Myself, I'll be teaching people how to talk to the other side, as well as lessons in how to time travel, which will be a lot of fun. If you've ever wanted to go back and perhaps visit with relatives who've passed on or parents who've passed on, or go back to a situation, a happy time in your childhood, you can do that. And I will be teaching people how to do it. I've done it myself many times, and it's a fun exercise. Believe me, that you'll find just fascinating. But anyway, please stay on, Michi, because we're going on to another topic here in just a minute. But it's
sure.
An amazing,
thank you.
And it's an amazing conference. They will also have people. A wonderful lady named Anna Alvarez, who overcame cancer, and she'll describe what she did as a result of that that experience, and she learned many important spiritual lessons. And today she heals people and works with animals. And so she has fascinating stories to tell. There's with over 50, 60 different speakers, I can't do it justice in just a few minutes for a segment. But I do want to urge everyone to look at their website. I believe it's in Spanish, but I myself will be giving a presentation in English, and I believe they have translations available both in English and Spanish and other languages as well. So it's a wonderful experience, and you'll be able to meet light workers from all over the world there. It's an amazing place. And anyway, that's going on tomorrow, so it'll be a wonderful weekend. In the next few minutes, we'll be talking about getting food and clean water for the Hopi Indians. As you know, for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I've been fundraising for the Hopi. And so far, the good news, we just got in $750 more this morning from a wonderful man named Paul in Spokane, Washington. He sent in a check for $750. So now we have close to $3,000, which is just wonderful for the Hopi. And I'm so happy. During the next hour from about, I'll be talking again about the conference, the Peace and Light Conference at the beginning, followed by interviews with a wonderful fellow named Jason Armstrong from Vancouver. Jason's been channeling Adama, one of the high priests of Mount Shasta for the last several years. And he has also many beautiful messages on our future. So he'll be giving us his messages as well. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, I'll be starting my new online show as well from BBS Radio out of the San Francisco Bay Area. I went to school at the University of California, Berkeley. So this is a homecoming for me to return online to the Bay Area to broadcast this new show. Beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will be doing a show with messages from U.S. Presidents George Washington, John F. Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, James Madison, Dwight D. Eisenhower, as well as Benjamin Franklin and Betsy Ross. They have many important positive messages on our beautiful, bright future. In addition, Simon Parks will be on my first guest on tomorrow's show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He'll be coming to us live from the United Kingdom. So I hope you can listen. Again, the website is bbsradio.com/out-of-this-world-radio. I want to welcome Mitchie. I know you're there. Welcome to today's show with the Hopi. I'm so glad you're there.
Thank you so much again. Hi, everyone. I'm happy that we're being able to help Hopi people, because I know being hungry without having food, enough food, is not good. So happy that I'm part of this. Thank you.
Well, we're making a difference. And I believe, Eric, I think Martha just texted me and she said she's available now. So if you want to try her, that would be great. And then, of course, we've got Leon McLaughlin. I'll wait, give Eric a little time to bring everybody in. We have Eric Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation. Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that, Eric. Leon McLaughlin. I tried to reach Ernest Tahoe. He's a Hopi elder, he may be busy today, but I'm so glad. Martha, how you doing, my friend? I'm so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, I'm just doing fine. It's pretty hot here.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Martha.
Hi,
this is Mitchko.
How are you? Yeah, I'm getting
I'm
adjusted
good.
To
how
the
are you?
Early mornings, and this is like siesta time, so.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. And is Leon there? Let's see if Leon's. I don't know. Well, maybe not. Well, we'll wait till Leon also comes on.
Yeah, I'm here.
But, oh, Leon, great. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on today. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay.
Hey, and, Leon.
Hey, Martha.
Hi, Leon.
Hey, how's it going, Michi?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Martha is with the Natural Choice Network. She's a wonderful lady. She's got a heart of gold, and she's been helping the Hopis so much. Of course, we've been fundraising up here for her in the Seattle area and worldwide, and Martha's been delivering the food to the Hopi. Martha, I don't know if you heard me or not, but we got in another $7.50 today from a wonderful man named Paul in Spokane, so I'll be sending that off to you tomorrow.
That's wonderful. And just people that I've been meeting here, at a distance. It's like, hey,
sure.
New to town, what brought you here? And I kind of tell them a little bit, because it was the Hopi that brought us here and started this whole thing, this move.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think I remember that, Martha, you were the first one who started talking about this project.
Well, and Leon, and we, it's so the whole thing just seems like, very intervened.
Just started going. Yeah.
But the interest started here flowing. Is so high. And a neighbor I just talked about, I think I told you, Ted, she just, for the water, I think I mentioned it to, for the food. Yeah. Just handed me $100 bill and says, add this to the next food run you do. So there's a lot of interest here.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That
people
wonderful?
Here really know, really seem to be interested in, and I'm meeting, as they say, new people every day out walking my dog. So, Sophie's the new ambassador for, the Hopi and the Navajo for
excellent.
Water.
Excellent.
Just put a pouch over her neck and just like take donations here.
Oh, good.
That's beautiful.
I'm so glad. Well, if people would like to donate to help the food, get food and clean water for the Hopi, you can use my PayPal address if you like at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can contact me by email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to tell you how you can donate. And with that, Leon, I'm gonna bring you on. You have a wonderful nonprofit called the Washington Clean Water Foundation. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you've been able to help the Hopi as well with clean water.
Yes, our company is Clean Water Foundation, www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And we have been working with the Hopi for the last, 2 years, putting together a water project to get them clean, fresh drinking water for the children and the families. And we have expanded to work with the Hopi and the Navajo tribes. So we originally put water units in for the Hopi, and that project is still going on, but it's got popular, and now they share the reservation with the Navajo tribe. So with our latest water project, we're actually going to look at funding the Hopi and Navajo tribe to bring clean, fresh water to the whole reservation, which is great.
And would that be with the solar units, Leon, with the solar units?
It will be with the solar units. So that turned out really well. We'll be doing home and solar units, but we'll be putting a lot more solar units there so they can have a number of water stations. But our goal is to have water for both reservations.
Well, the solar seems to take out the uranium a little easier. Is that correct from previous conversations?
Because what we found out is that they had one section with uranium, another section that didn't have uranium, along with 100 other contaminants. But now the whole reservation has uranium on it. So we've just talked to the manufacturers to actually bring in a filter that can take all of the uranium and other contaminants out, which is wonderful. And not only for the Hopi, but for the Navajo tribe also.
Oh, well, that is so wonderful. Forgive me for interrupting, Martha, but I also want to give a big thank to Janice Churchill of Healthy BioSolutions, who's she's raised nearly $700 or $800 now, and she's buying shungite to help the Hopi clean their drinking water as well. Shungite is an amazing mineral. I know you've talked about it before, Mitchie, in your talks. And if you'd like to donate to her efforts, her email is info@healthybiosolutions.com, or you can call her at 425-358-0611. But we'll be getting that shungite down as well to the Hopi, which also cleans water. I mean, it all helps.
And
everything
Ted,
helps.
And Ted, your good friend, just sent $150. We're purchasing a water unit for the Hopi on the funds that a friend of yours emailed to the Clean Water Foundation, the Clean Water Foundation.
Oh, sweet. Okay, good. You'll have to tell me who my good friend is, because I have a lot of good friends, but that's great.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is a lot of people don't understand how large the Navajo reservation is and that it completely surrounds the Hopi reservation. The Hopi reservation is just like almost a speck. What's going on the Hopi reservation is going on all around them. So, you know, this is a really big step to start working with the Navajo as well. And the Navajo and the Hopi have had kind of a history of some tensions.
That's
when
right.
It was kind of use it or lose it with their land there. And so this has actually been a really good bridge. And it was last year on the same day that Ernest was going to be going and seeing what they were doing on the Navajo reservation, where they had a bus that was having to go to each stop and had, you know, a big container and a pump to help people get it. And it happened to break down that day that he met him. And so the bus was sitting there with all of these stops to go to, and Ernest just happened to have the solar unit in his trunk. And so he was able to just pull it out and, you know, go to the well water, and they were able to do all their bunch of stops on the Navajo and provide, you know, bring them water that day when their bus wasn't able to do it. So it's been really.
That really helped.
We're looking at doing more of those mobile water units that Martha was talking about, because it is mobile and you could take it from location to location and run it 24 hours, which is awesome.
Yeah, I just got a psychic message now that Valeta Sidney's also on the line. I want to introduce her as well. I'm so sorry. We've been so busy during this hour. Valeta, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, thank you. Just want to say thank you for all the help, the donations, and the food and the cleaning products that we've collected through the radio show and reaching out to your friends, and it's been helping out a lot. And I heard Martha explaining our that we are surrounded by Navajo Nation, and our COVID numbers have really jumped and increased at Hopi. So mm-hmm. it went as far as curfew for the entire Hopi reservation. We'll be going through curfew now. And so we're doing our best to stay home, and all of those items are really helping out to keep our people at home and not in town or in the stores or all of that. So I just want to say thank you very much.
Well, good call on Beautiful Alita to say let's do cleaning stuff that time because, you know, they had no means and no way to get everything, you know, sanitized.
Valeta is with the Hopi tribe, and she's in charge of helping them with food and now sanitation supplies. So well, I just want to tell you that we all love you, and we want to help. So
exactly.
Thank anyway, you. We did too. Everybody in our village is very thankful. They're wondering where it's coming from, and I say it's from people who care about all of us and don't want us to get sick, and we got lots of friends out there. Yeah. And our board of directors for the Kekotsmobi Village, they want to give you a big thank you for helping us a lot. And so thank you.
Well, pleasure.
Martha.
All that food that goes to Hopi has a lot of love from everyone around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And I also want to. Oh, pardon me. I also wanted to make a big thank you to Walmart, too, or the food places you went in Flagstaff. I could tell that they were helping you out, Martha, and helping with the deliveries. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, they've been very, very helpful there. Yeah. You know, both locations. And and that one day where they opened up a special line for us when things were really tight and, you know, people were only able to get, mm-hmm. you know, two apples. And when I kind of explained the situation, the supervisor came in. And she just stepped up to the plate and had two other people helping and just let us know, you know, to give us larger quantities and opened up an aisle for us. And
nice.
Yeah, wow. So that was really great. But as more supplies come in, we'll be able to get more to the Hopi. But Valeta, with the quarantine, you'll just have to let me know when and where we can make our next exchange. If I need to do mm-hmm. the shopping by myself and bring it all the way to the reservation instead of meeting in Flagstaff, let me know.
Yeah, okay. Well, make those arrangements again.
Yeah.
I have pictures to share. So I don't know if you got a website, you know, but I have pictures to share of our people receiving those items.
Yeah, please send them to Ted, because I know at the village there where, you know, when I first met you, you had a big team there. So, you know, good on you too for mobilizing everyone there, because you know, once we get it there, you guys have to divide it all out and just take them to all these individual homes. And that's a big job. And, you know, I'm glad you're getting a lot of support on the reservation as well to do that. And so thanks, everyone, for all the little pieces it's taking to pull this all together.
They're
volunteers who are helping. They're not getting paid a cent to, you know, any type of funding. They're volunteers, and I got like about 10 of them. Mm-hmm. And they drive and, you know, make home deliveries to the people who can't drive to our drive-thru mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. we're distributing our distribution days. So we have to go and reach out to them and make sure that they get items. So, and they're the ones who really need it because
they
can't come to Flagstaff. Yeah. They can't go to Winslow. They can't even drive to a store out home. So we make sure that they're served first.
That's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Leon, I want to go back to you briefly. And you said the manufacturer now is coming out with a new water filter that takes out all the radiation out of the water?
Pardon, Ted? I couldn't quite hear you. What did you say?
Oh, that's okay. That's all right, Leon. You have a new water filter from a manufacturer that takes out all the impurities out of the water, so it makes it even cleaner for the Hopi and Navajo?
Yes, that's what we're developing now. We're waiting on the water samples to come in. And the manufacturers, we've got like three different manufacturers that's excited about it. They want to get involved, and they believe that they can come up with a filter that could take everything out that they need for the home units and the solar units, because the solar units was already doing it. But mm-hmm. now they want to do, for the home units, a filter that would do the same thing and they would last longer. So they're involved this also on helping the Hopi and Navajo tribe out. So we're waiting on that water sample. Once we send it in, then we're looking at putting the filter together that will take care of that. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that good? And I'm excited because the manufacturers is now excited. Where before, you know, it was like, well, you know, this is all we got. But now they know the situation. They have joined us to try to solve this issue.
Yeah, I think so it's not something on the shelf. There's something they're actually having to use their technologies to address. So that's really cool.
One thing I found with a lot of people nowadays is that people want meaning in their lives in the sense of they want to do something good. And if a manufacturer, for example, knows that clean water supply, clean water filters are going to help improve the health of the Hopi, then I think they'd be more enthusiastic about supplying it to them, which is really good. You know, people want to make this planet a better place, and that's a good example of what something that can be done in a positive way.
Exactly, and like you said, Ted, you know, when we first started, you know, it was like, okay, this is all we got. Now they're being more enthusiastic, like you said, more caring, more into it, you know what I mean, to say, hey, let us help. Let us see what we can do. So that's a great response when you got a relationship like that.
Yeah, and they see the poison in the samples, and that's got to be motivating.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
That's why they say we want to see exactly what's in that water, and then let us come up and see what we can do. So that's what we're waiting on now, to get those water samples, so we'll know to a T what's going on.
I want to bring in Mitchie here briefly and talk, if you don't mind, Mitchie, talk about Dr. Emoto's relationship with the Hopi tribe and how he tried to help them too, and what you're doing now with the children's books and the water filter.
Okay. Well, thank you.
In 25 Hopi... words or less.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all the Native American people or Native peoples really resonate with the message from water, because all the messages that the book has is something that they have always heard from their ancestors. So this elder, Ernest Elder, who is Vernon Masayasva, he approached Dr. Emoto, and he even came to Tokyo, to Japan, and Dr. Emoto and Vernon became just like brothers. For me, Hopi people are very special to me. So I do deliver the books of this book of children, the children's book of Message from Water, so they will have that in written, and they can always remember how water is a mirror of our heart, and by using and thinking positive and being kind, which is what they have in their nature. But sometimes people forget it with time, and to know that water is life. So that's how Dr. Emoto and Hopi tribe were really deeply connected, and even now for me, they're my really heart.
And you, with these water filters, you also distribute a free copy of the children's book as well. Could you?
With the help of course, with the help of everyone, with donation, each filter goes with one book of the message from water to each house, so everyone can read it. And I'm hoping that will reach to Navajo also people too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really important.
Valeda, could you tell us, please, a little bit about what's happening on the reservation with the virus? You said there's been a spike. Is it under control now? How are the people doing there? Do they need more cleaning supplies, or what's happening that way?
Well, I think what happened is that when the store started to open, some of the town restaurants started to open, people, you know, started coming out of their homes and, getting a little bit too comfortable with, you know, getting out back in the public area. So we're experiencing an increase. And off of that, we also had, you know, graduation promotions, and they had little, like, drive drive-through promotions on Hopi Reservation, but then we hear that people were having celebrations, you know, dinners and all of that. And when we cook Hopi people, we invite everybody. So, like, our families, and we just got a little bit too careless. And so from those things, there's been a spike of our people getting sick, and even, you know, employees, our essential employees, also our Hopi Police Department, they're right now disinfecting their whole building because some of the officers did get, you know, the virus.
Oh, too bad.
It really has increased a lot, and we're seeing deaths too. People that we know, our loved ones, you know, our people that we see every day, and they're passing away from the virus. So it's really impacting our tribe, our Hopi tribe. But we're a small tribe, and we're very close to one another, so it is impacting our emotions at this
time. Yeah. Well, let's do a moment of silence and just send lots of love and light to the Hopi for them to cope, and everyone around the world to cope with this, and healing for the whole world would be good to do. Let's just do that for a moment and send the whole planet full of love and light so that we could. I know we're going to get through this, and it's good. It's really good to think positive and know that. That we're powerful spiritual beings and we can create the reality that we want. So let's create a beautiful, healthy planet with healing. And I think not only the Hopi need it, but Navajo and all peoples around the world. So let's take a minute and spread love and light around the planet. And let's do that now. And Mitchie, would you like to add one of your beautiful little prayers to that as well?
Sure. I'm doing this healing the earth every day. Okay. And today is the 76th day, and I'm let me hit this tuning fork at 528 hertz.
Good. Okay.
So love will spread all around the world. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mitchie. That was the 528 turning fork. The 528 hertz tune is actually the vibration of love. So when Mitchie hit her turning fork, she was sending love everywhere where this radio program is being heard today around the world. What a beautiful thing. Leon, tell us about the fundraiser you're having in a couple of months at the winery in Woodinville so people can participate.
Yes, we're working on putting together a fundraiser in Woodinville at a winery. It depends on now, you know, with the phase four, when we can get in it. But we're actually doing negotiations now. We was trying to secure a date, but right now in Washington with the phases, they just wasn't comfortable on securing a date by us being in the early phase. But we're meeting next week to try to secure everything and then say, okay, let's put a plan A, and if we can't get plan A together, plan B. But this place is really beautiful. The Sparkman Winery in Woodinville, we would be able to normally on outside seating, they want to do it outside. We would have about 1,000 people, but with the spacing, we can bring in 400, which is great. The place
still good.
You can have actually 1,000 people in there, but with the spacing, 400. And that's what we're working on. And this fundraiser will be for the Hopi and Navajo tribe. We're getting some acts together to put this on, but you know, it's contingent on the phase thing right now. But they're excited, And hopefully we can, you know, get opened up again so we can, you know, start having our fundraisers.
Wonderful. And I know we talked about a date. Possible date would be September 5th, Saturday. That's what, Memorial weekend or Labor Day weekend? But
yeah,
I know that's dependent upon what things open up.
And they basically wasn't comfortable saying, let's commit to that because of the phase that we're in now. So we just have to play it by ear, but we definitely wanted to get that date. But when we looked at everything with the phases that we're in, they say, hey, let's just right now just put everything together and then just say to be announced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why it's so important with all these fundraisers and everything, us not being able to do any of that, that, you know, you don't have to have a fundraiser to donate.
No, that's true.
Absolutely.
So
we
need it more now than ever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We can
absolutely
do a virtual concert, you know, as one of our plans. And we're looking into that also. So maybe we still may be able to do that Labor Day if we have to go virtual. You know, so we just have to figure that
out. That's an idea, too.
Or both. Yeah. It can also be streamed live for the people that are still uncomfortable coming.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Fewer people,
so,
just
so,
do it
so
both and
of,
just have the wave.
Exactly. So I'll be meeting with them next week, and they just say, hey, let's just say TBA right now.
Okay. The other thing I want to mention is that I did contact Marcos, who does know some big names down in bands down in L.A., but he hasn't been able to connect. But anybody out there who knows a good band who would like to participate, that would be great, either in person or we could do it maybe on a huge
stream it.
Stream it on a live stream.
Mm-hmm.
with a large kind of a theater thing. That would be fine, too. That way it wouldn't limit us to having somebody there. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'd like to contact them then. But somebody, you know, a good band who could play good music and could help us. Oh, good. We've got good news. My friend Ernest Tahoe from the Hopi have just joined us. Ernest,
oh.
how are you
Hi,
doing, Ernest?
Hello, Ernest.
Hello.
Oh,
how are you
hi
doing?
There. Oh, fine. My
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course. Just fine.
Hello.
Yeah,
hi,
I can
Ernest.
Hear you, okay? Can you hear us, Ernest?
Doesn't seem like he can hear.
Hello?
Hi, Ernest. Can you hear us okay? Ernest is with the Hopi, and I'm so glad you could join us today, my friend. I hope you can hear us. Sometimes the cell reception's not the greatest. Well, Ernest, if you can hear us, I'd love to hear a few words from you, if you can hear us. Okay, well, we'll hang in there. Maybe it'll get better during the program. But well, Leon, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, we're very excited. And like I said, with the manufacturers, with the winery folks, artists, we are just super excited to get involved. And we're definitely going to make it happen.
Yeah,
well,
I think it's a great idea for the musicians that can't show up live that are from other parts of the country. And I know Reed and Carolyn would love to. And they, you know, with the borders being closed to Canada and that being extended. And just, as I say, some people, if they're not comfortable either coming yet or performing, they can always have a big screen at the event too and have it streamed live and, you know, bring people in that way as well. Because I know a lot of people want to contribute. And a lot of the musicians, I mean, their venues have just, I mean, they're really, really hurting. And they're, you know, when you're an artist and you know, you really want to be able to express, especially in times like now. So, I think we'll get a lot of participation.
Good. That's wonderful. Let's see if Ernest is there. Hopefully, Ernest, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine, Ernest. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Ernest, we got in more money today for food. $7.50 came in today, and I wanted to tell you about that.
Oh, that's great. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, my friend. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing this, and I'm going to keep on with this project. There's no termination. Just keep going and keep up our efforts. How have you been doing, and what is it like where you live? Are things okay there, Ernest? How are things going where you are?
Actually, I'm here in First Mesa. As far as the COVID, I've been listening earlier to the lady that was referring to the spike. Over here, it's really gone up a lot. Beginning of the month, on the first, it was like 40 cases, and then the last reading that was published was on the 16th, and then that ended up with 143 cases.
Wow!
Oh my gosh! Bad. Wow!
That's like 102 in 15 days.
Okay.
Do you have enough sanitizers and all that? In your sanitizers.
Cleaning supplies.
Cleaning.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's basically some of the essential needs for that is the sanitizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be important to get some for them.
Yeah, we need to figure out how I can. Yeah, as soon as that gets here, Ted, then, you know, I'll make the run. And if they're under quarantine, at least, you know, I can at least get it to the edge of town where they can pick it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Well,
and Martha, your help has been really wonderful doing this. Yeah, we couldn't do this, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, good. Good.
Very happy to be here. Good. It's been wonderful.
Good.
So do they need masks also on the PPE, Ernest?
Yes, basically everything essential. You know, the mask, hand sanitizers, disinfectant wipes.
Okay.
Rubber gloves, yes.
Okay, so we can start, working on that end. So the PPE,
right.
Okay, along with, the food and the water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now we want to stop the spread.
Right. I've got sanitizers, gloves, and some masks, too, at my house, at my place. Well, we'll figure out a way. Yeah, we'll figure out a way to get down there. Okay, great. And if people out there have sanitizers and whatnot and cleaning supplies and want to donate, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Yeah, because you can just send those to me, people, you can just, coordinate anybody that wants, has a stockpile of anything. If they want to just send it, they can just send it. Or actually, right. Can they send it directly to the tribe? Can they send it to Ernest?
Yeah, that would be the best.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's any place that they can send directly to the tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, it's getting the stuff that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
hard.
If they already have it, then, they should be able to,
And so that's faster, too.
Yeah.
So we can send it to, correct, for the mask, gloves, sanitizer, and that type of stuff on the PPE,
Ernest.
Correct?
Ernest can probably get us something. Where people can send the all the products that you need, that would be really nice if you can just share the address of some place where people can send the things you need.
Or Valletta, maybe you could provide an address too. We're happy to send it to whoever needs it. So
yeah, where the community halls are.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we have an address that we can send it to, or we have to create it and then put that out in the email?
Yeah, we'll get that, and then people just contact Ted. Ted'll be able to share that.
Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell in the United States at 509-750-9793, and we'll probably have something together shortly here. That would be good.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. We've got about 10 minutes left. And Valletta, I'd like to bring you on first to give equal time to everybody to wrap up today's beautiful interview. Valletta, go ahead. I'd love to hear your couple of words from you.
I think, like I said, I'm very thankful for everything that has been purchased on our for the Kekotsubi village. And we are just very open to, you know, receiving all of these items. And we're, the message right now that we're giving to our residents is to go back to your home and start disinfecting your home again. We started back in March and early April when this first started. Everybody was cleaning, doing all of that. So we're sending out a message to do that again. Also to make sure everyone's wearing masks and have hand sanitizers with them. So we'll be giving those out next week. But again, we are facing an increase on our Hopi reservation, but we will keep fighting and we will keep sending the message out to our people to stay home and practice those safety precautions. So again, thank you for letting me join in on the radio show. And thank you, Martha, for being there for us to help us with our with purchasing all of our items that we have shared with Hopi.
Yeah, it's all my pleasure.
Wonderful.
My pleasure.
Wonderful, Letty. Well, thank you. Keep up your good work, too. Please, please stay on as we've discussed. Leon, I'd love a few words from you as well.
Yeah, we're excited, like I said, on working with the manufacturers to get better water filters. And we'll keep everybody updated on that. And like I say, if anybody want to join us on the concert side, the helping us with water filters, the whole works, because now we're going to be working with the Hopi and Navajo tribe. You can go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org and, you know, send us an email, give us a call. We gladly accept donations, and we're in all the way. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
We need all the help we can get.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Mitchie, I'd love to have you say some words too, please.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so wonderful to see that this team is getting more and more powerful to help not only Hopi, but Navajo people also. And at this difficult time, we really want to unite with love, so that this love energy will be delivered to them. And for them, I would like to say that I know they're going through a really difficult time, challenging time, but instead of having fear energy or emotions, fear or worry or anger, let's change it to positive and be positive and be love and gratitude, because when we are having the higher vibration, our immunity goes higher.
Yeah.
And that's how we don't have to fight with the virus. They will be weakened when we are in a higher vibration with love and gratitude and sharing and respect. So that's something that I would like to say, and I pray for them.
Well put.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Martha, I'd love to hear some words. And Ernest, Ernest first. Ernest, I'd love to hear from words from you first.
Okay. Well, sorry for joining in late, but,
That's
I've been out. I'm trying to get these water samples so that way we can get this correct filters. So that, also, I'm still waiting on some data from a couple of villages up in the Tuba City area. And then for Navajo, I'm waiting for some data from them as well. So, Luis, if you're listening, I'll get you all that data information to you as soon as I can. I'm still working on that. Other than that, we're still, moving ahead with the project and working on fundraising. I have a couple ideas that I'm trying to work on and see if we can do a silent auction of some kind with maybe some of the artists, Hopi artists out here, potters.
Yeah. The Kachinas.
Dog
yeah,
carvers,
that's nice.
Painters and stuff like that. See if we can raise some money that
way. Be wonderful. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure other people have things to donate as well. I'm sure we'd all, would have something to contribute there and could raise, and that's another way for people to get involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to get the word out too, as far as our project goes. And then I, a couple more months, I think it's in August it'll start. I have been asked to do a presentation at the Coconino Center of the Arts. They're in their, I forgot what kind of a presentation they're doing. It has to deal with water, though, water of the Southwest. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they wanted me to do a presentation and announce our project and see if we can't get any help that way over there from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's going to be pretty busy.
Well, thank you so much, Ernest, for everything you do. I mean, yeah, and Belita, you know, you guys are the boots on the ground there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And stay on, you guys. And Martha, I'd love to hear some from you, too, as well.
Well, I just want to emphasize how important it is to support the Hopi, because they don't they don't have casinos. They don't commercialize. I mean, they're the sacred wisdom keepers. And I mean,
exactly.
They're meditating and praying all day for the whole planet. And, you know, selflessly, and, you know, that's their priority is, you know, trying to keep the earth, you know, happy. And so, I mean, if there's any group that, you know, deserves for us to pay attention and give back and support, you know, it's a Hopi. And then from there, you know, once that gets up and strong, and I say all roads lead to the Hopi. And from there, and that's, you know, even Sepop being the umbilical cord to the planet on their on the part of the reservation that thankfully they still have. I just think it's a really great place to focus attention right now, and to that could really have a ripple effect that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll be sending off the monies that I've gotten in today, tomorrow to you, or today. I think today I can do it before the post office closes. And then will you be making another trip up there this week? I guess it kind of depends upon coordination.
I have to coordinate with Alita, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We'll
okay.
Do
okay.
It as soon as possible.
Okay, great.
We'll make it happen.
Great. And, you know, we couldn't have done this without Leon's help either, because Leon's been working with the manufacturers and providing the clean water filters, which is just amazing. So I think if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. And Leon, I want to thank you so much. And also for the fundraiser, too. Keep me in touch and let us know how I can publicize that once you decide on some dates for that.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do that. And Ernest is amazing because he's the one that basically got those other manufacturers involved to get more creative. And he got some great ideas even on how to do an implementation plan. So he's the guy.
Okay. Wonderful. And it's hard to keep all these things going all at once, but Janice Churchill, I want to thank her so much also for donating the shungite. I know that'll help as well. Shungite's been used for a long time, hundreds of years in Russia, for example. Mitchie, you know a little bit about shungite. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, shungite is not from here on Earth. And yeah. The military of back then, that was the Soviet Union, all the officers were to bring this shungite with them when they go fighting, because that would give them the protection and also give the immunity will be going higher. And also the hotels in Russia had all the shungite walls, and shungite itself heals people. I mean, all the diseases as well. So, and also when you put this shungite in the water, that makes fourth phase of water, which is our body, whole body is really important to have fourth phase of water within us. So Dr. Pollack says that the drinking fourth phase of water is the best, is the fastest. So all the good things that shungite has, and I do use shungite for my own water too here. So
wonderful. Just keep it, wonderful. Just keep it in the water filter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Sitting there all the time. Yeah.
Well,
right.
I want to thank you all, Belita, Ernest, Martha, Mitchie, and you all and Leon, of course, for joining me today on this program. And I know it's going to do a lot of good. Again, if you'd like to send contributions, you can just contact me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
or call me in the United States at 509-750-9793.
Yeah, and we also have, if they go to naturalchoice.net on the banner page, they can just click right on there, and that'll just take it to the donation page for Leon's website. And if that's easier to remember than Clean Water, you know, Foundation of Washington.org.
Okay.
So, wonderful. You know, between the three, wonderful. Hopefully they'll remember one of them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Mitzi, I want you to stay with me on the next hour. We'll talk about the conference a little bit, beginning. But again, I want to thank you all so much. And I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. Please stay tuned, my friends, to the next hour. We'll be talking to Jason from Vancouver on Mount Shasta, the fifth dimension.
God bless everyone.
Thanks.